Wherever you go, take Radio Catskill with you. Stream your favorite shows, music, and podcasts anytime, anywhere with our new and improved app. Stay connected with local news and national headlines all in one place. You can even send us your thoughts with the Talk to Us feature, audio or video, right from your phone. No radio? No problem. Just press play. It's Radio Catskill right in your pocket. Download the app today on iPhone or Android.
Good morning. Welcome to Catskill Character. I'm Donna Fellenberg. Each week, I introduce you to the fabulous characters of the Catskills and beyond. Today, our guest is Sullivan County artist Hasina Brody. Her work in oil and acrylic painting is deeply connected to her journey of recovery, healing, and self-discovery. Hasina grew up surrounded by creativity. Her father was a jazz musician, a saxophone and piano player whose music, especially bebop jazz, left a lasting mark on her. Today, that influence continues to show up in her work as she uses color, emotion, and memory to tell her story on the canvas. Radio Catskill's Patricio Robayo visited Hasina in her home studio, and in this conversation, they explore what drives her art, how recovery helped bring her back to painting, and how her creative process has become a powerful way to honor her past, heal in the present, and inspire others. Please enjoy this fascinating conversation with a true Catskill character, Hasina Brody.
You know, you grew up with a father who's an artist, who's a musician. You know, how was that life growing up with someone who had an art that he was able to express himself in, but also was a job because that was he did for a living, right?
Yeah.
How's that played into your life?
It's played my life between that and recovery. You know, I'm not as judgmental towards him as I used to be. You know, there's things that, you know, I would never say that. You know what? Considering where he came from, my mother from the Depression era, him Depression era, you know, playing with your schoolmate in the morning and then coming home and at night going to play, the schoolmate's hanging on a tree. This is my father's life as a kid. So he tried to protect us. He tried to school us, you know, all the stuff that you were reading about now that was going on in slavery, that was people were accomplishing. We didn't do that in school. We didn't know that there was lawyers and all that and doctors. Yeah. You know, so, you know, he was very informative. His favorite saying was, every government is a gangster and everything is a con. And I was like, no, that can't be true. You know, it's got to be some good somewhere.
Right.
And there is. There's yin and yang in everyone. So I'm trying not to have any expectations on the world. You know, there's good people and there's bad people. The bad people have to be compartmentalized because I can't control that. The goodness I need to see. That's why my page is about painting, love, the doggies, the people. We do funny stuff. You know, I like to put stuff up that's healing and loving and fun. You know, the games I put up. You know, my page has changed as I have changed. You know, and I'm better for it.
You know, it was sad to hear when you told me earlier that someone's comments made you stop creating work. It affected you, you know, profoundly.
Mm-hmm.
But now you're making up for lost time.
Yeah.
So now that, you know, your father is not longer with us anymore, mm-hmm. how do you think he would view your stuff now if he was alive here and seeing you sort of your rebirth, if I can say that?
Yeah. Yeah. I think he would be really proud, you know. Yeah, I could hear him saying, I told you, but I didn't hear it,
yeah.
You know, because how he told me, I was, you know, 16, But even when the lady had said that, you know, this is absolutely not what we're looking for, you know, I was expecting that, you know. It's like, I'm no good, see? She said I'm no good. So that helped me not paint, right? Mm-hmm. And then I had chose, you know, the relationship, the job, all that stuff. And my stuff, you know, and being in recovery, I chose to be involved in all the outside stuff, and I missed the inside. I missed Hasina, you know? So now I think I ran into an old friend of his, and we were talking about something. I said, I would love to do what my father did one time. He was playing the saxophone by himself, and the artist behind him was painting him, mm-hmm. like with the, and he was bebop jazz. And whenever I listen to jazz or bebop jazz, my, it's like I feel it and I paint it, right? And I can, I like music that doesn't have any words because the feeling is more pure for me. That's the color I'm presenting. It helps me. He would be really proud. He would be really proud, you know, if he was in his right mind. He had dementia, and, you know, that's kind of, you know, dementia is like the worst to some degree. But he would definitely be proud, and he would probably have me set up behind with mm-hmm. canvas playing as he's playing, you know, and... yeah, that's, I've done a lot of work. I've done a lot of work because it was a time I was very angry with my father. And I blamed him for A, B, and C. And D and E. And, you know, granted, you know, I was going to write Daddy Dearest. That's what I was going to do. But, you know, after you do some work on yourself, you're like, wow. Because we all have that part that is human. We're infallible. And I accept that part, you know, that I'm not going to be perfect in every area, you know. My father used to, he wasn't the greatest in delivery. Him and my mother, they weren't the greatest in delivery, but I know what the love was behind them. But he used to tell me, you are stupid. Do you know you could stay home and paint and get paid for it? And I didn't know what he was talking about.
Right.
I was stuck on the fact that you said I was a stupid ASS.
Yes.
That I was messed up. You hurt my feelings. I totally missed. He was saying I'm that talented. He was giving it to me.
Right.
But I didn't hear it. So when I was at my show.
Well, that's tough to hear. From
it
parent.
Is yeah. at 16, yeah. you know? So when I was at the show at the library, I said, I'm going to play his music in the background. And as it's playing and people were coming in, and it was such an amazing moment for me that I just looked at the radio that was playing the music and I started to tear up because he did say I was good enough. Okay. That's what he was saying. And it dawned on me when the music was playing, and I looked around and I said, oh man, what a time for me to have a sensitive moment.
You never felt the need to or want to pick up an instrument since your father was in music?
I did. Okay. We had a piano because he played piano. That's how he did a lot of his writing. So, of course, because I want to be like Daddy.
Yeah.
When he was shaving, I went and got the butter knife and put the soap on, and I was like that, Daddy. So I was the girl that went and got Mom's shoes and, look, Ma! That was not me. You know, I wanted to be everything like my dad because he had such swagger. He was so handsome. He was just, yeah.
When you're painting, do you think about, you know, legacy or anything like that as far as, like, because now you're sort of making up for lost time? And where do you see yourself, you know, 10 years from now or 5 years from now? You know, you all want to be living on this earth.
Yes.
That's the most important part of it.
Yeah.
But do you think about, like, the legacy, like, the life you lived and you
Yes, know? Especially now, because I feel like I shortchanged myself. But then at the same time, I'm getting this now, right when I'm supposed to get it, you know? The angels are aligned. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
People have already, they're already there to help me, you know? Yes, the legacy is the paintings that I don't sell. Those are my babies. Those are, I hope the ones that I did sell. Like I sold, this lady asked me to do the eagle. Hey, Susie. She asked me to do an eagle, and then she had asked me to do her horse and her dog. And behind on her property is a waterfall, and she had asked me to do that. So I, there's four paintings I did for her that are amazing. Amazing. That was like the best work. Then the portrait of the lady with the turban. Her name was Marlene, I think. And she's a real person. She's up in Kingston, I think, or Poughkeepsie. And she does Nina Simone impersonations. And she's on stage. She's in theater. I haven't seen her yet. And that she, God darn it. So this, her painting, her portrait painting, to this day, I look at it and I'm like, and I only, it took me 7 weeks.
Oh. And I'm only like, 7 weeks.
Only 7 weeks. And I'm wondering to myself, well, how the hell you can't do three guys? And, you know, and I had to not compare because it was a smaller, different painting, you know. But legacy, I hope that people loved my artwork enough to hang it, you know. This guy bought this painting last year. It was called Circles of Love. And you guys saw me painting it, and I laid it out, and there was a couple of people who were like, I don't get it. And I said, you don't have to get it. It's about my depth perception. So I went to go pick it up to take it to a festival, and these guys that had won a prior event, won one of my owls, they were talking about the painting. Oh, I love it. I think it's gorgeous. Da, 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 da. So I'm looking at them like, hey, guys, how you doing? Hey, we're just trying to figure out who the artist is here. I can't see the name. I said, it was me. And he said, oh, my God, you did that. They bought the painting.
Oh, wow.
And they sent the painting to my friend and said, this is how it is on our wall. And I'm amazed. I'm so amazed that is a legacy. The lady from Greece, from Athens, she was here with her friend that lives up here, and she loved this owl. And she said, could you change the eyes to my logo? And she was a psychoanalyst. So I said, that's different.
Right.
I said, okay, let me see the logo. She showed me the logo. I came home. I painted inside the eye, the ball, her logo. Mm. She loved it. And she said, I'm hanging it up in my office. This is she in her office at Greek Athens. And I'm like, holy cow, somebody's gonna have my stuff internationally? Yeah. You know, those are my babies.
You're listening to a conversation with Hasina Brody, a Sullivan County artist who uses her work to honor her past, heal in the present, and inspire others. There's more of this conversation coming up, so stay with us on Catskill Character.
From media to tech to politics, the world around us is changing. Sometimes it's hard to know what you can rely on or trust. Your support means that NPR and this station will be here for you tomorrow and the next day and the day after that. We're not going anywhere. Show up for public radio today. Donate now and thank you.
Make your donation at wjffradio.org.
Summer's here and it's time to dance under the stars in the Catskills tonight at the Keshecton Pump House. Featuring Jason Duga of The Mixtape with dance classics from the 70s through the 90s, Jeff Barnes of Electric Mountain with techno, house, and indie beats, Radio Catskill DJs spinning just for you, so come out and dance with us. The Radio Catskill Dance Party, 7 to 10 tonight, Keshecton Pump House, $10 at the door. We'll see you there.
Welcome back to Catskill Character. I'm your host, Donna Fellenberg. Today, we're taking a tour through the life and art of Sullivan County artist Hasina Brody in a conversation with Radio Catskill's Patricio Roballo at her home and studio. Let's return now for more of this tour through Hasina's work as we learn the stories behind the paintings, the purpose she finds in the work, and the reception she has received in the local community.
This piece, after I did the first one, I kind of got like what I wanted to do. This was the first one.
Oh, it was a person. I didn't even notice that. There's a person there.
Yeah, because I was doing a woman series. So that was the first one. Then I did this one. And this is a bottle. And there's a person in the bottom of it, like the tequila with the worm. Mm-hmm. So this is a person basically being marinated by alcohol. And then this is the Woman's Day. It symbolizes the colors.
Yeah.
And what else? And I wanted to represent groups of people, you know. I was in a weird state. I was so sad about what was going on between Ukraine and all over the world when that first happened, that I couldn't stop painting these. I'm talking like 3 o'clock in the morning, getting up and painting these. There's 10 more pieces that are like this. They didn't get into the the crux yet. I don't even know how to get this mounted. I'm trying to find out. That's what I would like to do, is if anyone knows how to get this connected and mounted, please let me know. Because right now, this came about. I was vacuuming and I started stacking them against this canvas that's 60 by 100. And I stacked them just to get them out the way so I could vacuum. And then I stood back and I said, oh my God. And I took a picture and I sent it to my friend Sarah and Terry. And they were like, oh my God, that's amazing.
Yeah.
So it was accidentally put up like this, but it was meant to be put up like this. I just don't know how to connect it together as a unit. You know, it's got pretty much not every, but some cultures flags.
Yeah. I guess this is Irish.
Yes.
Irish. Yes. Cuban.
Mm-hmm.
You got Puerto Rico here. Some space. Mm-hmm. Africa. I don't know.
Yes.
Okay. Jamaica here.
Mm-hmm. And this is Ukraine.
Okay.
And this is the pride flag.
Yeah.
And we got the Italian. I think this is the Italian.
Yeah, that'll be Italian.
Yeah.
Okay, we can go Mexico if you want to go.
Yeah. So some are just like this one here. This came out of this, because when I painted this, I was looking at the floor when I walked out of my building, and the floor was the same as this, like the colors. So I said, oh, wait a damn minute. So I ran in here and I cut up this piece of red paper I had, and I put it on two separate parts of the floor out there in the hallway.
Yeah.
And it looked just like it. It looked just like it. So it was just, you know, these also, these little squares, they have pictures in them. Like there's things going on in them. You know, if you look at it real close and then squint your eyes, pull back, that looks like a red winter, you know. But you got to seek for it. You got to look for something.
Yeah.
People sometimes don't want to look. They're like, well, if it doesn't look like a dog, then it's not.
Right.
No, look at the trees in there. Look at the worlds that it takes you in, you know. And I'm a big one for getting the hell out of this world. Like this here, I just noticed this. This looks like a man, right?
Yeah.
Right? Right here? That looks like a man with like an Abe Lincoln, that type of, with the hat, you know? It's so funny how, you know, different textures, different shadows.
Well, even like here, like this sort of has like the Mexican colors, and then what's going on with the world today? You could almost, you know,
yeah,
these colors are missing the blood and stuff like this is all coming out. Also, I mean, it's touch you.
It's interesting. You know? Yeah, it's something, you know.
Like I said, we talked about earlier how folks bring the other stuff, whatever they have, whatever baggage they have.
Yes.
To their own work.
Yes.
So.
You know, that's why I'm not willing to carry somebody else's bag right now, because my bag is kind of heavy.
But you're getting it out.
But this is what I'm saying. I never knew that I was using it as art therapy.
Yeah.
And it's great, because even though I'm doing the portrait, I haven't done it in 2 days. I needed to take a break so I could see what I'm missing.
Right.
So when I go back to it tonight, I'll like, oh, I didn't see that before.
Right.
You know, that's why it's never done. When I look at it and I'm like, wow. Then it's done. You know? Yeah. But this one and this here, I started these squares the same time I did this one. Now this one is not for sale.
Right.
But I was having like an emotional meltdown. And I said, what exactly am I crying for? And I said, I'm crying for the world. That's what I'm crying for. And I painted that. And let me just tell you, I don't do straight lines well. That's the first freehand circle that I have ever done.
Mm.
Freehand.
Come on, good.
So that was, what was that, 2022?
Yeah, March 10th, 2022.
Right. This was 2020. It's called 2020 Scream.
I like that one.
And I just cannot sell it yet, because I still feel like that. And I do everything. Thank God I do go to therapy to not continually live like that.
Right.
You know, I don't want to be feeling like that, you know. So I put it in a compartment where it belongs. And when I feel like this is when I call my sponsor, I call my support group. And, you know, by the time I work it through, it's like, okay, I did therapy. I've did this with my support group. I did my footwork.
Right.
Now the rest is up to God, man. I can't mess with it. I ain't got no control.
Well, what has that meant to you, you know, defining our community up here that has been accepting to you and it has been encouraging you and helping you through your process, through your journey?
Whew. Yeah. Richard... He's on the board of the library. he helped me so much last year. He said, no, I want you to do a show at the library. And, you know, again, you know, it's that little question, am I good enough? You know, so he pushed me really hard, and I learned how to hang my pictures. Mm. I learned how to make the frame. I learned how. Thank God to Jessica from Christ Art Company. Mm. I worried her to death for 2 weeks, and she showed me.
So interesting also that you're still going to Les Chris. He's been here for so long. And
absolutely. You know? Absolutely. When I go in there, I'm like, hey, Les, and we give a hug. And then I go up, see my girl.
And he's still around kicking and you know.
Oh, my God.
He also beat cancer?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. I've known him so long. He took me, invited me, and I didn't even think it was going to happen. But he took me to the Met.
Really?
I'd never been to the Met. And he had asked me, he said, but didn't you live in the city and do that? I said, yes. I went to school down here in. Yes. But you got to understand, Les, I was chasing my PhD in street history. Okay? I didn't know what the Met was. I didn't even want to see any art. You know, so I was in the Met and everything out my mouth was, oh, my God. Oh, my God. How did this lady posed as a man? I mean, the picture is like
long.
The horses are huge. She posed as a man to go to this thing every day. To sketch and make this painting, and I stood there for like 5-10 minutes in awe.
You've been listening to a conversation with Sullivan County artist Hasina Brody here on Catskill Character. I want to thank Radio Catskill's Patricio Robayo for bringing us this conversation today. It's actually an excerpt from a much longer interview and documentary that can be found on Radio Catskill's YouTube channel. To see it for yourself, just go to youtube.com, search Radio Catskill, and don't forget to click subscribe. It's a great way to help Radio Catskill and a great way to make sure you can see all of our video interviews. That's it for this week's show. I'm Donna Fellenberg. Thank you so much for listening this morning, and please join me again next week for more conversations with fabulous characters of the Catskills and beyond, here on Catskill Character.
Support for Radio Catskill comes from King Pizza Records, a New York-based DIY rock and roll label focused on creating community through music. King Pizza is a pizza party for the garage or basement. They serve up fuzz, reverb, and earworm melodies in multiple genres. More information at kingpizzarecords.com and on Bandcamp, Facebook, and Instagram. From generous funding from the Public Media Bridge Fund. And from listeners like you, who donate at wjffradio.org.
On last week's Wait, Wait, Peter Gross predicted a Europe ruined by America's influence.
The next time you go to Italy, you're going to order lasagna, and it's going to be like ranch dressing all over the place.
I'm Peter Segal. We try to influence all the foreigners here for the World Cup, plus a visit with Pavement frontman and music legend Stephen Malkmus. Join us for a tangy news quiz from NPR.
Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, Sunday morning at 10 on Radio Catskill.
Hey, it's Francis Lam, host of The Splendid Table. This week, we've got the funnest, nerdiest culinary stars of the internet, Sola and Ham Awaley. And we get deep into how to be a better host, and really, how to be a better person, from the man once voted the best restaurateur in the world, Will Gadara. It's coming up on The Splendid Table.
The Splendid Table, Sunday morning at 11, on Radio Catskill.
WJFF Jeffersonville. From river to river, mountain to mountain, we are Radio Catskill.